All right, every day we kind of open it up to you, allow you to give us your issues to try and solve. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so Ashley in quotes is saying, hey, Ben and Kelly, hope you're well. Mm-hmm. Please call me Ashley. Okay. And I need to know if I'm acting like a total jerk or not.
Okay.
I've been seeing this guy for about 5 months. Things are going okay, except he's very moody. Now, I understand some people are just this way, and that's okay, but he has these crazy outbursts. He even got mad and left me at dinner one night. So here's where I feel bad. He told me a few years ago he had cancer.
Oh.
He's now cancer-free, but he has to take testosterone injections, and that is what he says causes these mood swings.
Oh, geez.
So I can sympathize with that, and I feel so bad, but sometimes I just can't handle it. Am I being a total jerk because I've considered breaking it off with him because of this moodiness, or is it justified?
Oh, gosh.
My friends all say I'm rude because they really like him, so I need some help on this.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough because, you know, you want to give him some grace because it's not, he didn't ask for cancer.
No, and you know what's causing the outburst, but then he can't stop it before it happens.
Yeah.
And that's tough to deal with, too.
I mean,
And I don't know if there's any way that he can counteract what those injections are doing.
Yeah, and I don't know. I've never taken testosterone. I'm a man. I have testosterone, but I don't know what injections do to a person. You know what I mean? Like,
well, obviously it can make you really moody.
Yeah.
Have outbursts.
Yeah.
Be angry.
Well, at least for him, it does.
Yeah.
Dang. I don't know. Like, I kind of want to say give him grace, but if you're not happy, it comes back to making you, making you the center of attention.
But at the same time, too, I don't want to be left at a restaurant.
Right.
Like, that's bad. If it were that kind of a situation and things were different, there wasn't, like, an explanation, really, I would have been like, dump him. No one deserves that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm kind of leaning on listen to your own heart on this.
I know. And I understand your friends are like, you can't do that. That's so cruel. But at the same time, they're not the ones that are experiencing these situations.
Yeah, they might
They're probably not around when these outbursts happen.
Right, exactly. They're not seeing the day to day like you are.
Yeah.
And I get 5 months isn't a long time necessarily, but it's long enough to get kind of an inkling as to whether or not you think this has a future. And if this is one of those sticking points and you don't deserve to be treated that way, regardless of whether or not he has testosterone injections or not. But
well, that's what Carissa is saying on Facebook. She says, my guess is this is not cancer related. It's a very sad excuse for doing steroids. I've had the same conversation with a very regrettable ex and was dumb enough to fall for it. Now, who's to say, though, if that's legitimate or not? Like, we're not doctors. We don't know his case.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
So, yeah.
All right. I don't know if you've been in this situation because I feel like this is not necessarily something that's completely uncommon, but 502-795-1997, if you've dealt with this situation yourself, you could relay some, of your stories and expertise about how to navigate this. Because right now, Ashley, I don't know. Maybe I'm reading you wrong, Kelly, but I feel like you and I are both kind of saying listen to your heart on this one.
Well, but also I feel like you need to get his doctor involved again because I'm sure he doesn't want to live his life having these outbursts.
Crazy mood swings. Right. I understand that sometimes medicine doesn't work the way you want it to and you got to change it. And a lot of times they have different types of medicine.
Side effects and stuff, yes.
Well, and they have different types of medicines that give you different types of side effects. And so maybe there's a way to try a different medicine or something like that. I don't know. 502-795-1997. That's our number. This is group therapy. Would love to hear your take on this. Coming up, so how much of an excuse is it to say your outbursts are due to the medication you're taking because of cancer? That's where our listener Ashley is, and she's kind of at wit's end with her boyfriend. He is cancer-free now, but as part of the treatment, he told her he has to take testosterone injections, and that's what causes some of these mood swings and outbursts, and has done as much as, like, leave her at a restaurant one time.
Yeah, and so many people are like, you know, I'm sifting through the comments. Not one person is saying stay.
Yeah, I know.
Which is tough.
That is some real tough love, because her friends are saying, hey, look, the dude had cancer. Cut him some slack.
Yes, you can't leave him. That's just cruel just for this one thing. But that said, they're probably not around for all of these outbursts and don't have to deal with that side of him.
Yeah, that's kind of what Kelly and I were thinking originally. Brittany said he left you at dinner, but your friends really like him. Do they know about this?
Yeah.
And then goes on and says, hey, you know what? I understand why you feel bad due to his past cancer diagnosis, but that doesn't mean you should be unhappy. These mood swings may never stop. I would suggest break it off with him.
I feel like he needs to hightail it back to the doctor and be like, is there another option? Because I'm having these mood swings. I can't really control them. It's ruining, you know, my relationship and probably other. What if he's doing this like at work? I mean, it is. Yeah. I'm sure it's filtering over to other aspects of his life, and he can't have that happen. I'm sure he doesn't want this to happen.
Yeah. Alexis is saying, hey, get out before it gets worse. If he's acting like that at 5 months, imagine what it is in 1 year or 5 years from now.
Yeah. What if you start having like big issues? What if you get married, you have kids, and then there are other things that pop up that, you know, what kind of issues are you having 5 months in to where he's leaving you at a restaurant over it?
Okay. So I think, Ashley, we're slicing you a piece of tough love and saying maybe you need to follow your heart and move on from this. But maybe on your way out, if that's what you want to do, you suggest to him, if you haven't already, hey, have you talked to the doctor about alternatives?
Yes, because I'm sure you don't want to keep living this way. And I know I cannot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you just, you know, position it in that kind of like a, you know, here, it's a little bit of an ultimatum. Like, I can't keep doing this, and I'm sure you can't either. So let's try to figure out a different solution.
All right. I think I think that's where we're landing. Okay.
This is really tough because, you know, it's just an unfortunate situation. He's had to go through so much already.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm sure he doesn't want to continue living like that, because that's good. No matter who's he's in a relationship with, if he keeps having these extreme mood swings that he can't manage,
it's
going to affect
problem.
Anyone he tries to have a relationship with.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
And his family and friends.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.